Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Welcome to today's episode of Bodcast. I'm Becky Hargreaves, Branding and Communications Coordinator at Practice Plan, and today I've been joined by Richard Eccleston from Wesleyan, who is the Social Media Manager. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Becky. You all right?
Yes, good, thank you. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So, in today's podcast, we're going to be talking around hints and tips for our dental practices on how they can use social media in their own business. But before we get started, could you just give me a bit of a background about yourself?
Yeah, of course. As you mentioned, my name's Richard. I'm the current social media manager at Wesleyan. I look after our social channels, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, etc. I've been there for around 18 months. Before that, I did similar for West Midlands Police. So again, the same platforms and a few more, but a slightly different field. Mm-hmm. So my background is extensively around social media and communications as well.
So you mentioned a few channels there, Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. So there's quite a few available to dental practices. What would you recommend, which channels for dental practices to use?
I think it very much depends on the audience and what you want to achieve. The biggest channel by far and away is Facebook. And you find, you know, that is probably the best place for any business to be on, just simply because of the numbers.
Yeah.
Especially here in the UK. You've also got Twitter, which can be used, which is almost like a microblogging site. So shorter updates throughout the day if you have the time, potentially. And then other areas, maybe Instagram. So a lot of younger people are using Instagram, which is essentially a photo sharing site, very visual. So potentially there could be some real opportunities there to showcase how your practice works and maybe some of the equipment perhaps behind what you do, just to give people a better understanding and, as I say, work with younger audiences. So there are many out there, things like Snapchat, Flickr, LinkedIn as well, but probably the easiest one for people to understand and the easiest one to reach an audience with would be Facebook.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of people use Facebook for their personal social media accounts, so it's probably the easiest one to translate into business. So if a practice wants to use Facebook, how can they do that to best effect? What would your advice be to someone?
Okay, it's fairly simple to set up a page in the first instance. You literally set up a page. You know, you can put a picture across the top of your practice, or as I say, some equipment or even a dental chair, anything you want. And then it's just a case of putting in the details of the company, obviously where you're based. And then it really is just a case of going in and posting regular updates. So appreciate everybody's very busy. But even, you know, an update a day, 2-3 updates a week is better than nothing. And it's just going to show people within the local community what you're all about, you know, and how they can contact you.
So it'd be a tool that they could use to attract new patients, retain their existing ones. So what types of things would you include in an update? What would you recommend they use?
For me, you know, not coming from a dental background, it'd be really interesting to see some of the equipment that's being used. It would be really interesting to see just to kind of... So a lot of people have very negative thoughts when they think of dentists, and I don't think that should be the case. So anything that you can share that kind of debunks that myth would be great. So, you know, all of your staff, for example, you're all people too, you're all human. Show your staff, you know, from the receptionist through to someone in the actual practice themselves. Potentially you could create short videos of people who've come in and had work done, obviously smiling, which is really important, and just kind of building that brand awareness and positivity, I think, would be great. Anything visual is always going to help, as I've mentioned, videos as well. And I think for credibility, if you can get some of your patients to possibly leave messages on there, you know, they don't have to be recommendations, but they can just be, I've been here today, it was a relatively pain-free experience. You know, I really enjoyed it. My young child got a sticker on the way out. Just those things that kind of humanises it, that's how I would expect. That's what I would like to see.
So the dental team can be asking patients to sort of go on and leave a bit of a review when they've been into practice, and yep. hopefully that'll spread by word of mouth.
I think that's ideal, really. So Facebook, as you were saying, people can leave reviews on there and they'll see it, and their friends will see it as well. So I think it's really important you become part of the community. Yeah. I know a lot of dental practices do work with charities, raising money. You know, you should be really proud of that. So the more people in the community that it affects, you can tell, the better. Yeah. So things like charity updates as well. There should be at least one thing every day, I would imagine, that you could put on to be of interest to the patients. And I think that's the main thing to remember. It's around giving interest to the patients. What would they like to see? Yeah. What do they not necessarily know at the minute that would be really interesting to show?
Yeah, I suppose it's putting a face to the practice. So if I was searching on Facebook for a new dental practice in the area, having a little look at who was available in the local town, it'd be good to see a practice that are showing pictures of their team and what they've been up to. Kind of adds a bit more of a character and a face to it rather than faceless practice.
I think so. As you say, it does build that brand in it, and it shows some positivity. And that's the big thing I would take away is, you know, be proud to share these things, because it will make a difference. And like you say, people will go on and people act on recommendations.
Yeah.
And Facebook is no different from anywhere else. Face-to-face communication as well. It's no different. It's just another channel where people can see what you're all about and what your business is about.
Mm-hmm. So as a practice, if I wanted to really have a drive on attracting new patients in my practice, there's sponsored posts, isn't there, on Facebook.
Yes.
How can the practice use those to get new patients through the door?
Okay, so that's looking a little bit more technical, but again, it is fairly straightforward on Facebook. You can put spend behind your updates,
yeah.
As you say, sponsored posts where you are guaranteed to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really easy. On the actual page itself, there's a manage adverts area.
Yeah.
You can click on that, and you can target people with your posts. So for example, if you wanted to target everybody within a 5-mile radius of your practice,
yeah.
that's on Facebook, it's really, really simple to do, and it's guaranteed to gain results.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, it will tell you at the end exactly how many people in the area you've reached. So there's two ways of doing it. As I say, you can go to manage ads and look at it through there and set the targeting in place, set yourself a spend limit, because obviously you don't want to be spending unlimited amounts of money.
Yeah.
And you can do this for as little as £5 a day.
Oh wow.
So you can reach some, you know, thousands of people at very small costs.
Yeah.
Alternatively, when you are posting onto your page, at the bottom of every update you will see a boost button.
Yeah.
And by clicking on that, you can also do it as well.
Some
of the other things that you can do with your targeting, if you have a specific campaign running, you can target people by age as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are all sorts of areas you can target, but probably the main ones would be age and location.
Oh, okay. So is that quite a simple process then? It's quite self-explanatory when you click on boost post?
It is very self-explanatory. That's the good thing I would say around Facebook, is most people use it anyway. This is just an extension to that next level.
Yeah, okay. So as a dental practice, they're quite busy places. Everyone in the team's got a lot going on. How can members of a dental practice team share out the responsibility for Facebook and kind of generate that content and manage the uploading of content onto Facebook or Twitter without it sort of taking away too much of their day? So have you got any advice on how people could do that?
Yes, I think a good way of doing that would be to get as many people as possible on board. And I always say, you know, if somebody doesn't have any interest in using social media, don't force them to use it, you know, because you need people to be passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the more people on board, the better.
Yeah.
Facebook and to be fair, all of the other social media channels, almost all of them allow you to schedule content. So if you do have a spare 10-15 minutes in the day, or a member of the team does, you can potentially schedule something for the next 4 or 5 days. And again, that's really simple. You just put the update in, you add your picture or link through to your website if you have those to hand. And instead of pressing post, you click the small arrow next to it and that will schedule the post. You can schedule that at any time of the day, 24 hours. So it's really useful. What I've found where I work is Facebook updates tend to go down really well after 5 o'clock on an evening, perhaps because people are finishing work and going home.
Yeah.
Twitter is very different. So if you are using Twitter, you can use it throughout the day with small sporadic updates.
Yeah.
But for Facebook, I've always found later on in the evening is when you're going to get more take up.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Richard. I think
no problem.
On the whole, it seems that Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, they can all be used in a lot of different ways to generate more patients for your practice. But probably Facebook might be a good starting point just to sort of familiarise yourself and get used to maybe one channel and build that up over time to get new patients through the door. But those are some really useful bits of advice there for our listeners. So thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks.